Okay, 51551. Chloe Black. Chloe, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
What age are you, Chloe, first of all?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, and we have permission from your parents that you can speak on the programme because they contacted us about what happened to you. It began, take us through last Friday morning. You're a boxer, Chloe. What happened? You were up early for the weigh-in.
Yeah, we got up really early for the weigh-in. I weighed in at 8 o'clock at 44.8.
Okay.
Then we went back home, got some food. Linda Meyer Hairdressers did my hair.
Okay.
And then we went back up at 5 o'clock for the parade.
Yeah.
And then 7 o'clock, my coaches got called up to the head table to be told that someone had put in a complaint that I wouldn't be allowed to fight.
Aye.
And my coaches came down to break the news to me, and I was overwhelmed, and I tried to keep my focus as Anthony and Lavina, my coaches,
mm-hmm.
Went back up to argue my point. And after 45 minutes, so at 7:45, they came back down to tell me that, yep, Chloe, we've got your fight. You're allowed to fight. And I was so excited.
Yeah.
I started to get ready. And 5 minutes later, as I just came out of the changing rooms, they were called up again, and they were brought up to a conference room to tell us that there was no chance of me fighting, and I had to go home. I wouldn't be able to fight. I was disqualified.
Now, how many years have you been boxing, Chloe?
13 months.
30 months. And you are with the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. You did come from Carlo last weekend, as you say, up for the weigh-in early in the morning. So you left Carlo early, back down to Carlo to get your various things sorted out, back up for the parade. So have you boxed before? And this all happened in our national boxing stadium, the National Stadium. Have you boxed in the National Stadium before, Chloe?
Yeah, I have. I've boxed there a good few times.
Okay, and have you been stopped boxing before?
Nope, this was my very first time.
And by the way, how is your, not that this matters much, and it's a sport, but how is your boxing career going? Do you win fights?
Yeah, I am unbeaten.
Oh, wow. At what weight, Chloe? At what weight? You're very young, 12.
I fought at 39 kg, 43 kg, and this, in the All Irelands, I fought at 45 kg.
Okay, and you weighed in at 44.8?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really do. It's really brought out my confidence ever since. I used to get bullied, and ever since I started Muay Thai, and that brought out my confidence, and I thought I wouldn't like doing anything like this, but I really did, and I just wanted more and more and more. So I started boxing, and it's so different, and I really enjoy doing two completely different sports, and it really brought out the better of me.
Right, and what do you love about boxing?
I think that it's really skillful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like being able to slip and dodge and everything.
Yeah.
And like there's a lot of different rules in it. Like you're not allowed to hit to the back or anything, where in Muay Thai you are.
So it's quite.
And I think, it really challenges me to get like how fast I move on my feet. Like the stances are different, and like there's different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
And I really like something as challenging as boxing.
And do you like Katie Taylor?
Yeah, she is probably my number one idol. Knowing how she struggled to fight as a girl, and seeing her come to be one of the best boxers in the world, and really.
And why did they say suddenly you were disqualified, Chloe?
Apparently on Thursday there was a new rule in place saying that you could not do another contact sport if you did boxing. And I had no idea about this rule, and we always offered to show my Muay Thai record.
Okay.
But the president of the boxing said I was too young. And then on a Thursday night, someone had put in a complaint over it, and we were only told on Friday, a couple of minutes before my fight.
And your fight, had you come through a quarter final and a semi final? How advanced were you?
I had the longest draw. I had the quarter and semis to get to the final. Okay. And on the 3rd of May, I fought in the quarters, and on the 4th, I fought in the semis.
Yeah.
And then, supposedly on Friday, I was meant to fight in the final.
So it was an actual final for a title?
Yeah, for the All-Ireland title.
Oh, God. How were you when you were told that you were not being allowed? By the way, did the other person in the final win get the title?
Yeah, they got the title. Oh, I was disqualified.
How did you react to that?
I was distraught. I started crying. I couldn't hold it in. I was so angry with the way that it was dealt, where I could have been told Thursday and I would have been able to get over it. But being told a couple of minutes before your fight, when I was really confident, it really broke me, and I just had to get out of the stadium as quick as I could. I could not hold it in any longer.
Yeah. Joe Hennigan is vice president of the Irish Amateur Boxing Association, a great organisation. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Are you familiar with the background to Chloe Black's?
No.
Okay. Well, have you made yourself familiar?
Well, I was only familiar about this. About last weekend, actually.
Oh, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So why was she disqualified?
Well, it wasn't a disqualification as such. There's a lot of sports going on, and there's a lot of young people getting involved with sports, and they're changing from one to the other.
Right, yeah.
But actually, I don't know Chloe now. I haven't seen Chloe boxing, but to the best of what I've been told is she is a very good girl and is a very experienced girl as well. Our problem there, Joe, was there was an official complaint sent in, and when a complaint is sent in, we have to act on that complaint. And it was then we found out that Chloe was involved with this other sport. Now there was a letter sent out to all the clubs, provincial councils and county boards, regarding getting involved with kickboxing and all these other sports, and clubs were made aware of that. Now that was only about a couple of weeks ago. But I always had the thing is that when you're in one of these kickboxing, you're building up a lot of experience. You're not supposed to box in amateur boxing at championship level until you're 11 years of age. Now, with some of these other sports, they can start at 6 or 5 or whatever age up. Because I had an experience with a lad, that a novice boxer, that boxed a kickboxer, and I didn't know he was a kickboxer until after the contest is over, and he stopped them, and we got into fierce trouble with the other fella's mother. So we're in a kind of a no-win situation there. But as I said, I feel sorry for her, but I think we made the right decision. We have a boss as well, the European and World Body, and we have to go on their guidelines. And they sent a letter to us indicating to us that you cannot take part in another active sport while you're in amateur boxing.
And would that include... soccer or
no,
GAA
we're talking mostly here about kickboxing, taekwondo, or whatever other sports like that there's punching in it, and like, we're not talking about soccer, we're not talking about football, like, I mean, that's,
but you're saying don't get involved in any other similar sport because you might get too good at boxing.
It's not that, Joe, the problem here is that we're an amateur boxing association.
Yeah.
We're not a kickboxing association.
Yeah.
And the rules are, to the best of my knowledge, is that you cannot come into a club as a novice boxer if you have already been 4 or 5 years in a kickboxing club, because the experience is there anyways. And I've seen some of these things going on over the last year, but it's only in the last couple of weeks that this thing has come to a head. And there's nothing we could have done about it. We got a letter from the... So we were from World Body, and we had to act on that.
You got a letter from who?
From AABA. It's them that tells us what the rules are.
And how would they have been aware that Chloe, who got through the quarterfinal and presumed the...
No, they weren't aware of that. We see, this was mentioned before, and we just wrote to the association, wrote to them to ask them to clarify the position. It wasn't that Chloe was put out straight away. Yeah. We did ask them to give us the right guidelines, and that's the guidelines they gave us.
But surely, given that Chloe had already got through the quarterfinal, got through the semi, got through the weigh-in, got through the parade, how come, like, did the telegram arrive, or did the Gardaí deliver a letter at 7 o'clock from the international organisation to the national stadium?
So
when did the letter come in?
I think it came in on a Thursday. We don't know the history of every young lad that joins a boxing club. We don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know if one of them is naturally gifted or has been boxing in his back shed for the last 12 years.
Now, every coach doesn't be asking every young fella come in, did you ever do kickboxing or any stuff like this? We just take them in and do the best we can with them. It's only later on that somebody will come along and say, geez, that fella was in a kickboxing club there or whatever some time ago.
And is it that you don't agree with kickboxing? Is it that code?
No, it's not. It's not that we don't agree. It's that the experience that they gain, if they're there for three or 4 years before they join an amateur boxing club, they would have more experience than an ornery fella that's only coming in, we'll say, about 2 or 3 weeks. That's the problem.
And what you think it'll deter what you call the ordinary fella from participating?
Well, you kind of put in an experienced person with an unexperienced person. That wouldn't be right.
But the way boxing is graded, it's graded by weight and age, isn't it?
No, that's when you're a member of the IAB, yeah. You're great. But you also have to know the experience of the boxer as well. You're not going to be sending boxers away if they're not great. You're sending the best you can. And Chloe is one of these that she's very good. And that's where I think the whole thing. Now, it's sorry that it happened when it did, but once the complaint came in, we had no choice but to act on the complaint.
Well, you could have said, given that Chloe is already at sea, she can proceed to port. In other words, she's already come through the quarters, already come through the semis, therefore she should be allowed dock in the finals.
But we didn't know all this at that time.
Well, you can say to the international organisation, we've a competition in process. This young woman has won fair and square. So we're going to proceed, and if you want us, give us a date when you want us to implement this rule. Wouldn't that have been fairer?
But that's all right in hindsight, Joe. But coaches will have to come up and tell us exactly if these are in the sport or other kickboxing sports or whatever, to let the association know. Because it's all right, if Chloe went in with this other girl last Friday night, and it happened, something happened, the other girl, serious happened, we'd be in a mess then for letting them in the first place.
Why?
So we're in a no-win situation.
Why?
Because you probably have a good experienced girl in with an inexperienced girl.
So you're saying the other young woman in the ring who's come through a preliminaries and a quarterfinal and a semi-final to get the box in our national boxing stadium, you're saying she's inexperienced?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
Chloe could have injured her.
Yeah, something to that effect.
But surely you have all the headgear and the specially weighted gloves and medical attention.
Joe, that doesn't stop boxers from getting knocked out. You see it all the time, or getting a hard blow to the body or whatever. Anyway, look, the end of the day is that...
Well, at the end of the day, it's the end of Chloe.
Well, I don't know, but that's the way it's Chloe. We all have ups and downs, and we all have this, and we just have to make up our mind what it is.
You're dealing with a 12-year-old.
Hello?
You're dealing with a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Yes.
So what can we do? We talk to the coaches, we advise the coaches, and we tell the coaches. And we spoke to the coaches, and I understand them.
When did the complaint come in?
Beg your pardon?
When did the complaint come
in? Well, I was in the gym. I was in the stadium on a Friday, and we had an officers' meeting then, and that's when the complaint...
So it came in on the Friday?
No, it probably came in on the Thursday, but we only met on the Friday.
No, in other words, you only became aware of it on the Friday?
Yeah.
At what time?
Well, I was up there at 5 o'clock in the evening, 6 o'clock.
Eric Black is Chloe's father. Eric, good afternoon. By the way, Joe, I presume that's the end of it as far as the IABA are concerned. That other young woman has the title.
She is crowned the champion, yeah.
Okay. Was it she who objected? Or her family? Or her coach?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? Well, that's interesting in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you see, people are watching all these things, Joe. They're watching every single thing in the ring. And they know what's going on and all this type of stuff. And that's what happened. And as I said, once we get an official complaint, we have to act on it.
But you're saying the official complaint came from the world governing body?
No, the official complaint about Chloe came from another club in the country, in Ireland here.
Another club? I don't know what makes it official or unofficial.
It's official to us because...
But every complaint has to be dealt with on its merits. Anyone can complain. Eric Black, Eric, that's the end of Chloe's championship hopes for last Friday night. Anyway, Eric, what do you think of the reaction and the way it was handled by the IABA?
It's brutal. It's more or less child abuse what they've done to that poor girl.
No, it's not. We won't call it that, Eric, under any stretch of imagination.
If you were there, Joe, the other night and saw that girl, she's been training hard for this. The IBA were offered Chloe's Muay Thai record. Mm-hmm. We made no secret of Chloe's Muay Thai record. You can't make secret nowadays with Facebook and all that.
Yeah, of course.
We offered them. Like, and now, going back to the other girl being champion, what about the other three girls that Chloe bet to get to that final? Do they not get a... Should that not be rerun?
That's a good point, yeah.
Like, if it's a proper championship, like, Chloe doesn't do kickboxing, she does Muay Thai, which is IOC recognised. We're in under ISMA. And any Muay Thai Chloe fought has been under amateur with headgear on, and she's padded up completely.
Why? From my understanding of what Joe was saying is that Chloe was disqualified because she's too good.
Well, if that's the case, the best person in the country didn't win the All-Ireland at that level. So have they got a paper champ? Have they got a champ that they wanted? Not another girl learning a different martial arts that...
But in fairness, it wasn't. And I don't want to personalise it, but it wasn't the other young woman that complained, or her club, or her parents. It was some other
we
club.
We don't know who complained.
Well, Joe said. Well, was it the club that this young woman boxed with, Joseph, the person who got the walkover, so to speak, on Friday night?
No.
No. Okay.
And what the complaint was withdrawn Friday night too.
But you see, the thing about it, all we know is there's no point in complaining today and withdrawing it tomorrow. And I at the time, decision. I wasn't aware of the complaint being withdrawn. Why did they make the complaint in the first place then, if that's what they've done?
And why did you deal with it so quickly?
Because it's what the finals were on the Friday night, Joe.
But I don't mean deal with it. Why did you adjudicate on it so quickly?
Because of the experience of Chloe.
But did you call in Chloe's coaches and examine them before?
Yes, we did. We spoke to them upstairs, yeah.
Before you made your decision?
Yes.
And what did you ask them?
We told them the position that we were in and the usual stuff, that we're very sorry and that we're going to have to pull Chloe out and all that.
But hang on, you told me you interviewed them before you made your decision.
No, I didn't, because I didn't interview them before that.
But you're saying that all you did was communicate with them your decision to disqualify Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe and I, we brought them upstairs.
Okay, one of those people you brought up was Lavinia Lost Descavna, I'm told, Tullow Amateur Boxing Club. Lavinia, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you? Thanks very much for this.
Why was Chloe disqualified, do you believe?
Joe, the first time we were called up to the top table, we were told that a rule had been circulated on the IABA website and their Facebook page and through emails on Thursday.
Yeah.
This rule states it's an AIBA technical rule which prohibits any athlete from competing as a boxer whilst at the same time being a member of any other physical contact sport.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, we all have busy lives and we were up to our tonsils on Thursday. Apart from our own personal stuff, I wasn't on social media at all on Thursday. We spent Thursday night preparing Chloe for the final. So I hadn't seen or didn't know anything about this rule until we were called up to the top table, where the National Secretary asked us if we... The National Secretary asked us if we had seen the rule. We said no. What rule? He sat down, he went through the rule with us, and he said, not because of this rule, there was a complaint made against Chloe Black, and because of the complaint, she was not being allowed to fight. Now, Joe, this came out of the blue for us. We were absolutely, I can't even begin to tell you, just devastated, heartbroken. And so we pleaded with him. We sat down, we pleaded for 10 minutes. I said, I cannot go back down to a 12-year-old child and break her heart. She is destined to be the next Katie Taylor. Surely any club would be so proud to have someone that works so hard. So he took everything we said into consideration and he asked us if we could give him 20 minutes that he needed to make a phone call. He never mentioned who he had called or who he was waiting on a response from. Anthony asked him, Anthony Abbey, while we were up at the top table, asked him for a copy of the complaint.
Right.
I will call it an alleged complaint at the moment. Mm. We were promised that we would have an email with that complaint the next morning. Anyway, the next time we went, okay. So he asked us, would we give him 20 minutes? We went back up. He said he was still waiting on a response. Now, we had no idea who it was he was waiting on a response from. So at 7:45, we went back up to the top table. And Arthur O'Brien, the National Secretary, informed us that the complaint had been withdrawn and Chloe could fight. Joe, I can't tell you how relieved we were. This was a roller coaster. We had went to being so low to being on a high. I actually hugged him. I was so happy. I said, I cannot thank you enough for this. We went back down to Chloe. Everyone was thrilled. We were just getting ready to go and warm Chloe up. When I looked across the boxing ring, we were at the far side, and I noticed a few men talking.
Yeah.
And I knew there was something up. And a few minutes later, there was an announcement made that Tullow Amateur Boxing Club coaches were to approach the top table.
Okay, bring us quickly, yeah?
Okay, so really quickly, we were met en route by the National Registrar, Joe Hennigan, Vice President, and Dominic O'Rourke, the President. They brought us upstairs to the conference room and they informed us that there had been a complaint against Chloe because she competes in Muay Thai, that they sent out a rule yesterday stating the boxers couldn't compete in other individual physical contact sports and they had to adhere to that rule. Now, first of all, the rule went out yesterday and a letter came in yesterday. Okay. So this all happened on Thursday. How did the letter get there so quick? Did the letter come in before the rule went out then? How did anybody know about it? Our club are, judging from all the messages we've gotten from other clubs, no other clubs in the country knew about this.
Okay, Joe Hennigan, Vice President of the IABA, the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. Joe, has any other boxer been disqualified because of this rule?
Well, all I can tell you, to the best of my knowledge, at national level, I don't remember anyone like that.
So Chloe is the first.
Yeah, no, but I can tell you the other thing is that we had a situation like that in Connacht as well, and we had to pull a lad out as well because it's come back to the usual experience again in the kickboxing and that he stopped your man in less than a minute, and they were supposed to be two.
So is Chloe now banned from boxing, Joe?
Sorry, Joe.
Is Chloe banned from boxing?
No,
what is her status?
Her status is that she got a forum that night that she has to fill in, which will be sent back to the European or the world body for them to up to the decision if she's allowed into box again in amateur boxing.
Joe, can I just break in there for one second?
Yes,
Lavinia, yes. The most important thing about Friday night, The rule is not actually the problem. Well, the fact that no club was made aware of the rule. But when we were brought upstairs to that conference room, we were told that rule has been around for a long time. But that because of this alleged complaint, they had to act on it. They couldn't break the rule. That if the rule had not went out, he wouldn't have known anything about it. But again, he couldn't break the rule as it is a world body rule and it had come back to haunt him. Now, I specifically asked them, those three men upstairs, I said, there are other boxers downstairs tonight that compete in other individual physical contact sports.
Okay.
But Joe, this is so important.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is the whole point of it, right? That there were other boxers competing on Friday night who compete in other physical contact sports. They were allowed to fight
because
there were no complaints made about it.
Okay, Joe Hennigan, when I made the point about is Chloe banned from boxing, you said no, but we submit a document to the world body, is that right?
No, I says that Chloe's coaches got a forum when they were upstairs that they have to complete.
Yeah.
And what happens there is that's sent to the European and world body.
Yeah.
And they make their mind up then if she's allowed back.
On what basis?
Well, they'll know what she, what other sport she was in, and they'll make a decision then whether that she's allowed into amateur boxing. That's all we can do.
But I thought you weren't allowed in.
No, the European body, and the secretary would make a case what happened, and then they would make up their mind. Joe, we can only go.
So hang on. So you've adjudicated on it by disqualifying Chloe as she
no,
was
we
about.
Never disqualified her.
Well, you told her she couldn't get in the ring.
The right word to use now.
Well, hang on, what's the right? Give me the right word.
The right word to use is the reason that she couldn't box is because she was involved with another sport.
But you're saying it's the world. Hang on, Lavinia. But John,
sorry.
Joe, you're saying it's the world body that will decide whether Chloe can box or not.
Yes.
But you preempted that decision.
No, we didn't, because we got the notification from the world body that she couldn't.
That she couldn't, but what about every other boxer that fought on Friday night that partakes in other individual
physical
contact
sports? Yeah, but Lavinia, what do you think of Joe's point that Chloe is so good she could do her opponent an injury? You don't want that.
The reason that Chloe took up boxing in the first place was because that she couldn't get enough fights in her weight at Muay Thai. She has very little experience. The first thing that we did when Chloe Black joined the Tullow Amateur Boxing Club was we asked the IABA if they wanted a record of her Muay Thai. And the answer we were given was, no, sure, she's only a child.
And did you get that answer in writing?
No, of course I didn't. At this moment in time, Joe, I have emailed the secretary for a copy of that complaint from Friday night every single day, and we still have not got a copy of that complaint.
Say that, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT. Terry Malone in Meath is listening to the debate. Go ahead, Terry, please.
Hey, Joe, thanks. Yeah, for me, this is a no-brainer. I understand that people were very disappointed and the child was very disappointed, but you've got rules here and you cannot have a very experienced fighter in some discipline going into a ring with somebody who has no experience, especially kids, because they can easily get injured or damaged. Health and safety is a priority here, I think. I'm not into boxing. I'm not even sure young kids should be boxing that way, but that's just a no-brainer for me. This was dangerous for one very experienced person to be in the ring with somebody who is not quite so experienced. And I understand it's very badly delivered.
That's a fair point. Let me put that to Eric Black, who's Chloe's father. To put someone in that's very experienced against someone who's not experienced could be dangerous. Eric.
Chloe has, for another point, Chloe had the medical book for her Muay Thai. Like, we never tried to hide it, that's the main thing. But it's up to the referee to stop it, if it's getting out of hand. Chloe's not an experienced boxer.
Okay, in her previous, because she did get to the final, in her previous bouts, did Chloe ever injure anybody?
Not that we know of. She stopped one or two girls, but that happens in every situation.
But there was no...
Chloe's boxing, like, Chloe won this title last year as well.
What did she?
Yeah, like, she's boxed, Chloe had 12 or 13 boxing fights with the IBA and, ABA, and...
But Terry, back to Terry's point, Terry, but say somebody has been boxing in their shed or with their da or whatever, or their ma for 12 years beforehand, and say somebody has been a brilliant athlete.
Yeah,
would that disqualify them?
Well, you know, you can't find out about that, but officially, and you know, somebody has been getting experience and has been playing.
Yeah, but you're boxing under Queensbury rules or whatever. You're not boxing under Muay Thai rules. My understanding is it's a quite different sport. Okay, you need agility, but you can get agility from the bars. You can get agility from athletics.
I'm not into the technicalities of boxing, Joe, but I would imagine somebody who has experience of fighting or kickboxing has a lot of experience of it, has a distinct advantage over somebody who hasn't when they go into the ring. And if you officially are informed about that, then you have to take precautions.
Well, they say they weren't. Isn't that the problem? They're only officially involved. Lavinia, yes, finally, yes. Yeah.
No, what I meant...
Briefly, please. Sorry. It's just, Joe, the whole point is that rule was not enforce on any other child on Friday night or Saturday night. Like, but if the rule was there, everybody should have known about it. But the whole point of this is that nobody else on Friday night or Saturday night that competes in a second individual physical contact sport was affected by this.
Okay.
I mean, if we're talking about experience,
so what are you going to? What's going to happen now, Lavina?
Well, at the minute, on Friday night, as we were coming home, we had to post on Tullow Amateur Boxing Club's Facebook page because everybody at home...
No, what's going to happen now? Yeah, what's happening?
No, I just need to say, though, that post that we put up has reached 60,000. We have messages coming in from all over the world. What we want to fight this. We want to have Chloe Black's name back in the boxing circle. She should not have been disallowed fight.
And Eric is Chloe's father. Is it your intention, because she's only 12, is there a family's intention that she will continue boxing?
Well, we were under the impression that she can't box. They told her, she has to give up one sport. You can't pick a sport at 12 years of age.
Good point. Yeah, there used to be a thing remember the ban in the GAA, you couldn't play soccer. Ridiculous ban went on for years.
How much Chloe trained. This is the thing. Chloe trains hard. She wants to be the best.
Okay. Chloe, how are you now, Chloe? Because can you take heart from the fact, Chloe, that my understanding of what the organisation, the IABA, are saying is the reason you were disqualified is that you're too good?
I think that if I was too good, the other girl shouldn't have been allowed to fight. They knew that I was going in at that weight. They knew that I was going to make that weight. And they knew I was going to fight to the best of my ability. And they knew I wanted to win. I believe I am the best. So if the other girl wasn't good enough, she shouldn't have been allowed to fight, not me. I was the one who put more effort. And
And then the other thing is the people that you beat originally to get to the final, surely they should be allowed to have another go.
Yeah, if I'm not allowed to fight... Just because I bet them doesn't mean that the other girl could have bet them. If I wasn't allowed to fight the other girls, it should have been redrawn.
Francis Keane, I don't want to get into a lot of tech, but you said the rule has been in existence for 7 years.
Yeah, that rule didn't come in last week.
Have you ever heard it being enforced just before a final?
No, I've never heard that before. Maybe it was handled. It could have been handled a bit different. But that rule has been in existence for about 7 years. What actually happens is...
Have you ever heard of it being enforced full stop?
Yes, in a different way. Stump dunks differently.
Tell me in a different way. Someone was kicked out of boxing for judo, is it?
No.
For what?
If you're running a competition or something like that, normally what you do is, like, say, for example, a boxing...
Hang on. I don't want any examples. I'm not being real, Joe. I'm way over time. But are you aware, I suspect from your call here, you know about boxing, and Wexford's a great boxing county and tradition. Are you aware of any other child being disqualified from boxing, being told you cannot box anymore because they were involved in another sport, including a physical sport?
No.
Okay. 51551. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Francis. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Lavina. And I thought, Chloe, we can't come down on either side, but Chloe, I'd say to you, you're still listening there. You're 12 years of age. Everyone has agreed, Chloe. You're absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.